Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I thought I'd let you know I posted about a dozen action alerts since joining Alliance for Natural Health. And
thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. It'd be good if a lot more people did that. Anyway, I've called before about my wife who has hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and Dr. Al Sears has recommended three things for stem cell rejuvenation. One is Java plum or Jamun juice, and seaweed, Wakame seaweed, which I think is brown seaweed is another name, and the third is spirulina. We're going ahead and giving her a number of those things. I was just wondering if you knew of anything else particularly targeted for stem cell rejuvenation in the heart.
Okay, sir. Now, those three things you mentioned are good. I appreciate that Dr. Sears put out the information. However, we always want to start with something that's intrinsic to the human body, is normally in there. Now, those three things won't hurt human bodies. I first certainly don't want to give that idea, but they're not intrinsic to the body. The one thing that's intrinsic to the body that will do this, sir, is the same hormone that will regenerate stem cells in any muscle. And we happen to know that muscle is what the heart is made out of, don't we? Yes, we do.
Yes, indeed.
Now, here's a title that you can look up online if you want to in PubMed. And the author is E-L-A-B-D. That's the last name. You can put in E-L-A-B-D into your PubMed if you wish. Sounds like you do research. And here's the long title, but the one word you can put in there is the hormone oxytocin, O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N. And here's what the title says. Oxytocin is an age-specific circulating hormone that is necessary for muscle maintenance and regeneration. Now, notice it says age-specific. By the time we get to the part of life where we might have the myopathy that your wife does, the chances are very, very good that oxytocin levels are now quite low. Oxytocin declines with time. On our routine test for bioidentical hormones, we always include the oxytocin measurement because at least one-third the time that oxytocin is just really down in the pits on those of us who are over 60. Now, let me see if I can find the right line from this research study. Oh, yes, plasma levels of oxytocin decline with age. Mm-hmm. And systemic administration of oxytocin rapidly improves muscle regeneration. No kidding, sir. By enhancing aged muscle stem cell activation proliferation. And it tells you how it does that, sir. So this stuff is intrinsic to the body, and like any other intrinsic to the body molecule, it has more than one action. So just for example, it regenerates bone, too, and it's useful against osteoporosis. And good old Dr. E-L-A-B-D, if you put that into your search engine in PubMed, he's got articles on that, too. In fact, Dr. E-L-A-B-D, I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm sorry, has bunches of articles about the uses of oxytocin that he and his team at the University of California at Berkeley, no less, have proven. And this is one of them, sir. So you need to find a doctor who works with natural medicine and get yourself an oxytocin prescription, because despite the fact that, speaking of action alerts for the Alliance for Natural Health, despite the fact that oxytocin has never hurt anyone. It's the stuff that comes out in an enormous flood when mommy has baby, and neither mommy or baby are hurt. But despite that, there's some federal regulation that it must be on prescription, and you cannot buy it over the counter. Even though you can buy melatonin over the counter, you can't buy oxytocin over the counter, so that about doubles the price. And as you might have guessed, sir, they're thinking of regulating out of existence. So check that one. Check that one out. But right now, you can still get an oxytocin prescription. It comes in a little thingy you put under the tongue. It's a little gel thing, and it dissolves and it gets into us. And remember, being intrinsic to the body, it has literally dozens and dozens and dozens of actions, just one of which is the one that you called in about, sir.
Okay. Well, we've seen Dr. Sherman and have been under his care for quite some time now, and so I think maybe we'll get in touch and see as to whether we can get that. We're already doing vitamin B12 shots under his guidance. We were registered nurses when we were working. So anyway, I'll see whether we can get some of that for her then.
Oh, you can, sir. And what I'd suggest you consider doing, and talk to Dr. Sherman about this. He knows too. But my thought would be that if we're trying to regenerate that, that we need at least, and I do mean a minimum of 100 what are called IUs, international units. And if one can afford to go with 200, that's even better, because we're going to get a better punch out of it, and it cannot hurt, sir. But that's between you and Dr. Sherman.
Okay. All right. Well, I will pass that along then. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I very much appreciate it and very much appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you, sir. And make sure her testosterone levels are okay, too, because, you know, older ladies have much lower levels of testosterone than men do. And testosterone is so important for maintenance of muscle, not so much regeneration, but maintenance.
Okay. Yeah. She's on bioidentical hormone replacement at the present time.
Yay. Okay.
Progesterone and estrogen through Dr. Sherman. So
you got that covered. All right. Good.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome, sir.